The Moral Shabbos tells us that the Kabbalah Satovah of Shavuos was eclipsed by the Kabbalah Satovah of Purim. People believe that even though the Kabbalah Satovah of Shavuos was, so to speak, forced. In fact, the Lord says, "Bodo Rabba Lo Raisa," we always have an excuse. There wasn't a complete rotzon in the Kabbalah Satovah, but when it came to Purim, the Kabbalah Satovah Purim was so great that it was kibbutz accepted for rotzon the avo, and from now on we can't say we didn't want the Torah. We accepted on Purim more than we ever did on Shavuos. In fact, Shmuel Rebbe brings from Shai Cholos, if some say from Zoya, which of course you haven't had a chance to learn, that if you think about it, very interesting thing, that we learn all day, whatever we can, Chumash, Mishnais, most of the Tanoim Amoroim that we call, we all know, what did Yeshua do all day? What did Abba Melech do all day? What did Chizkiyo HaMelech do all day? What did Shloime do all day? What did they do? They learned Kamabom Mitzir, Rav Abasa, they learned Noshim Nezikin, Kodshim Taos. But when we talk about quoting, who do we quote? We start quoting Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the common? We don't quote anybody from before Bais Sheni. It's a very strange thing to think about. All the Torah that we have today is quoted only from those that came after Bais Sheni. We don't quote. What did Dovda Melech do? Moses says in Brochas, I'm not a chassid, what am I doing? I'm passing all the chassidus and nidah all the time. Do we have a psak halacha for Dov Melech? We have one that got a kaddish b'puta, b'avon, more in kiddush, so what that, we had b'achrik the shor melech. But what did they do? They learned Torah. But when we talk about quoting, we quote Rabbi Akiva, we quote Rabbi Dan Nasi, all these people, what's unique about them? They all came after Sekhbe Sabidosh. Why? And the answer is based on this Gemara, that what happened was, after the story of Purim, there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. And that new Kabbalah Satorah spread Torah in a way that from now on the Torah that we have is from after the story of Purim. That's what should be better for us. And Bemis, Rashi then, Shabbos, asked the question, why? What was so special? Rashi says, Ma'avas HaNes Shanah Salahem, Ma'avas HaNes, from the love of the Nes. Klal Yisrael came to a new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love on Purim, which they never got before. That's all she could tell why they got it on Purim. But that's what happened. They got a new realization on how much Hashem loves them. And once they had that appreciation, so automatically they looked for Torah, because Torah is the place where we're zeichet to feel like the Shmuel's love in the greatest possible manner. And Bema says, we have an entire Sefer, the whole Sefer Shir Hashem, which has been used to teach us how much Hashem loves us. That's the entire purpose of a Sefer in Tanakh, only to teach us one thing, that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. And when do we learn it? We learn it from Pesach, which is the continuation. Rashi himself says that when we have more Megillah and we have two Adors like this year, we have Purim in the second Ador, to Geula and Geula. Purim to Pesach. Purim and Pesach are connected to each other. The understanding of Shmuel's love that we get on Purim continues and enhances our appreciation of the love that we get on Pesach. Emes is in the Chutam Shulash, the Sefer, but Rabbi Kibbeger, Chasm Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer, he writes the very interesting question, Hashem Rabbi Kibbeger, that every time before we say Shema, we always emphasize the bracha before Shema is always about how much Hashem Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. It's about the Nusach HaVavah, HaVaseinu, whatever the Nusach may be. But the last thing we do before we come to Olam HaLach Shemaim is, remember, Hashem Baruch Hu loves you. Abba, say no. I just want to say as a side point, I heard from Shlom Birnbaum, Zechzadik Levocha, what has been Abbas Olam? It's a very beautiful law, but if you think about it, what's been Abbas Olam? Abbas Olam means a world of love. The simple translation is a love forever. He translated it as a world of love. Imagine how much Abba you're feeling now in this moment for one particular person, for a spouse or a child. That's one moment of love for one person. But a person over a lifetime, if you could add all this up, obviously emotions can't be added and subtracted, but if you could do such a thing, if you add up all the love that a person has in their lifetime for one other individual, that's a quantity of love, and they have to add up all the love that they have for every person in their lives, so every sibling that they have, for the parents, for the cousins, for the children, the spouse, whoever it may be. Add up all the love that a person feels in the entire lifetime, you have the love of one individual. Add up all the love of everybody in this world today, you have the love of one generation. Abbas Olam means that a Shvoch who loves every Yid, even those who have done Avos, more than all the love that ever existed in B'rias Olam until today. If you were to add up all that up, that's how much love HaKadosh Shvoch has for every single Yid, every moment. The Shvoch's love, like HaKadosh Shvoch himself, is impossible to quantify. So Abbas Olam, the first thing we do before we say Shema, so to speak, the first, what we have to do is we think about the fact Shmuel loves Chayisom. Shmuel loves Chayisom. Why? So Kibbeig answered, because part of Kabbalah Zulam after Shemaim, we always say, after Asa Hashem Elokecha, you have to love Hashem. And we have a pasuk in Mishlei, Kimam Apanim Al Panim, that a person's easiest way, says the most natural way to feel love for somebody is when you become a new awareness how much they love you. A person feels very loved by somebody. So then what happens is they automatically reflect the love. So before Kabbalah Seyom Ma'at HaShemayim and Kabbalah Seyom Mitzvah and Abbas Hashem, we have to think for a few moments that Shmuel loves us in order to then be able to take the next step to love Hashem. But there's another explanation. It's more subtle, but it's when the person introduces somebody, I say so-and-so, I'd like to meet so-and-so, the first question you ask is, well, what is your relationship with that person? What's your connection to that person? I say, so-and-so, my father, so-and-so, my boss, so-and-so, my brother, my sister. You introduce the person, what connection, what shaykhs do you have to this person? What relationship do you have to that person? We're going to recover Ulam Malach HaShemayim. What do we have to do before recover Ulam Malach HaShemayim? Is to spend a moment thinking, what's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, the shaykhs that we have to Hashem is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That is our connection. So before we come to Malach HaShemayim, we think to ourselves, what connection do we have to Hashem? What way is He our God? The answer is our Rabba, that He loves us, our Sfilom, He has a love forever. That means is that there are many, many stories of Tzadikim that used to speak about the concept of that the Shvokh loves Kral Yisrael, the Hashivus of Kral Yisrael. There's a famous story of Meditshava, maybe it was called that to one's children, is that on Pesach one year, he called in his Gabba, he said to him that he didn't want to get hold of some tobacco, which was illegal in those days. And he said, "Can you buy me some?" And he said, "You know, if you pay the right amount of money, you can buy anything." So he gave him the money and he went and bought it within a few minutes. He said, "Now I want you to go and buy some chametz on Pesach." And for all the money in the world, it's impossible. The Ma'ayma is Megesh, that people could be walking around thinking to themselves that this is Kufa now. But thousands upon tens of thousands of Yidden are going around spending huge sums of money on kosher Pesach products, spending hours and hours trying to get a housekeeper for Pesach. And even the woman going shopping, they want to buy beautiful clothes, they want to look nice for Yom Tov. A person can look at it and good, look at it and bad. The person has to focus on the good. That's the Avodah, to remind ourselves. Victor Miller, the Bracha says, I used to think that one of the silver linings of the hatred that we feel from the Goyim is that it emphasizes within ourselves how much we have to work to love each other. It's a little bit like if you have two people going to yeshiva, the only ones, let's say, from France who come to yeshiva, the only French, unless the whole yeshiva don't really get on so well, what happens is they automatically bond with each other better. That's the reality, that's the mitzvah of life. If we had an inkling of how much we're hated, and now, it's working in the Sabbath, that we do get a little bit. It's unbelievable that the hypocrisy of the world, the hashchasa of the world, you have people, animals that are treated eaten like the worst possible manner. And the world has nothing almost to criticize them. Even the best friends of the Americans, all they can criticize is a country that just they want peace. All they want is to have their people back home. Nothing more than that. So we have a shtickle inkling of how much we're hated by the goyim. So automatically, this is what it does is, it just strengthens that we have to love each other. We're the only ones around that care about each other. Okay. This is a shtickle like that. I want to speak about just two psukim, b'liyum. And Hashem shchur ani b'novo, simpelek aleph, posuk, heyam boga. If you got it inside, it's very, very kedai. I do it's a very, very beautiful psukim to give us a musuk Translate, first the simple translation, I'm black and beautiful. The news of Shulayim, that's the nations of the world. Kole Kedo, like the Bedouin tents. Kibir Shlomo, like the curtains of Shlomo. Al Tiguni, don't look down upon me, Shanish Chalcheres, that I'm black. Shizofasti Ashomesh, the sun has burnt me. B'nei me, the sons of my mother, Nichar, will be seduced me or attacked me. Samuni Neteres, Akvomim, they may be the guardians of the vineyards. How me shavino in atolti, my vineyard I never guarded. It's a very, very powerful psukim. I'll just give the berach first the idea, the topic of the psukim. In the beginning of Shia Hashim, Klal Yisrael talk about how special they are. Mashchini acharecha nerutzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed us a hint that we should leave Mitzrayim. We run after him into the midbar, Be'er's Lo Yisavuah, Rashi mentions. We had a Seder, Klal Yisrael, very special. Mishoim Ayibucha, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Avo Yeshoro, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any cheshbonus, without any sibbers. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a love which is complete. And next verse we talk about the Goyim, how they are only Nimshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tevus HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them. And now we come to this pasuk. Shchur Ani Manovo. One of the big questions that sometimes people have is when you talk about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, how special Klal Yisrael are, they look at Klal Yisrael, and unfortunately people sometimes they see chesroinus in Klal Yisrael, they see things which are bad. And in these two psukim, Klal Yisrael reply to this implied accusation. How can you talk about Klal Yisrael being so special? There's chesroinus in Klal Yisrael. And essentially in these psukim, Klal Yisrael give four answers. Each answer is more powerful and a higher level than that previous answer. We'll go through stage by stage. Shchur ani b'novo, I'm black and beautiful. Black is the opposite of beauty. You say to somebody, you blackened my name. What do you mean I blackened your name? I sullied it, I muddied it. So what does Klal Yisrael mean, Shchur ani b'novo? This is the first dalga that Klal Yisrael say. There is chalokim, there's portions in Klal Yisrael that don't look so good. But there's also portions, b'novo, there's also portions that are good. And a person has a choice to look at what's good or what's bad. There's a famous story of Eliezer Silber, that what happened was, there was a Yid after the Second World War, and he tried to make a man with tefillah, and one Yid refused to daven. He asked him why, and he said, because in the camps, there was one Yid who had a pair of tefillin, and he would only let people wear the tefillin if they gave him the proportion of bread. And it bothered him terribly that a person should abuse that position like that. And he said to him, why are you focusing on the one person that was so terrible and not focusing on the hundreds that were waste and nefesh? So Shchur Ani B'novo, Klal Yisrael, Rashi explains many different explanations, and the Medrash is much more marich, that Shchur Ani black, B'novo. Rashi says that there was Shchur B'mayis Egel, B'novo B'mayis V'nishma, Shchur during the rest of the year, Novo in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shchur during the rest of the year, Novo in Yom Kippur. So Shchur Ani B'novo, and Bemis is something which the Mamish basically goes to the shop, sees people pushing, gets very upset, double parking, very annoying. But why are you focusing on that? You can focus on the fact that you need to know mizdalas to try and do mitzvahs, to buy the things you need for Yom Tov, to try and do the right thing. It is true, one can always find fault, but there's also good things. Shchur Ani, Klal Yisrael admit that there's a certain amount of blackness. V'novo, there's a tremendous amount of beauty in Klal Yisrael. The person has to work to focus only on the beauty. The new Yerushalayim is a reference to the Goyim, because when the Mashiach comes, the Yerushalayim will be capital of the world. And the whole world will see Yerushalayim as the capital city. So all the nations of the world will be, so to speak, the noise to Yerushalayim. So we're speaking to the Goyim, we're saying to them, Shchur Ani, maybe I'm black, but no, but I've also got tremendous beauty. Ka'ole Kedah, Ole Kedah is Bedouin tents. I myself haven't been, but people who have been have told me, you go into these tents and they smell terrible, they're sweaty, they live in the deserts with the animals inside the tents. Bedouin tents. Kiniyah is Shloima. So the Medrash gives two mahalchim. Yiru Shlomo could refer to the curtains of the Mishkan. Shlomo is after the Shporach. The curtains of the Mishkan, which were this beautiful curtain made out of all the most precious elements, gold and purple wool and all different precious items. Or Yiru Shlomo refers to the curtains as the sky. That is the curtains of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made beautiful blue sky, that's the curtains of Hashem. And what we're saying over here, Rashi explains is that Kali Kedom, that we look like we're dirty, like the bedroom tents, but if we be a Shlomo, we easily get cleaned, and we easily do tshuva, and then we change over from being like the bedroom tents to becoming like the curtains of Shlomo HaMelech, either the Mishkan or the world. So, before we said Shchira Nivah Nava, there's black and there's blue, you have to focus on the good. Now we're saying even the Shchira that is, even that, is easily changed. There's many stories of tshuva, people that changed themselves around, Chazal being many stories of people that were turned over from one word of Musa that they heard. So, Kale Kedah, we look like the tents of Kedah, but Kiviyo Shlomo, we can easily be cleaned and become as precious as Yiru Shlomo. The MS is, Rashi says, Mishkan Eidus, Eidus in Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Maaseh HaEgel, because he was Mashu Shechinoso in the Mishkan. So every time Chayesa looked at the Mishkan, he reminded them of the Kriach of the Tshuva. Because he reminded them that even though they had done the Tevel HaAveh or the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still forgave them, and was still allowing them to dwell, they still dwelt amongst the Mishkan. So whenever they saw the Mishkan, Chayesov could see in the front of themselves, in front of their eyes, a vision of how the Shvoch who accepts the tshuva of Chayesov, they dwelt in the Mishkan. And that's why we want to use a marshal of how easily Chayesov do tshuva and how easily they're clean. They say to Ali Kedom, we have been dirty. We're Kiviyo Shlomo, look at the curtains of the Mishkan. That's a symbol and a reminder of how the Shvoch who is happy to have our tshuva. There's a famous story, but Yossi Wallace has become famous. Always the spoiler from it. He was the head of Arachim. The head of Arachim. What happened was his grandfather, unbelievable story, his grandfather was in the camps with his father. And there were towards the end, his father was in Auschwitz. And the Nazi Machshem Moy called them all in. He said, you should know, line them all up. The Russians are arriving, we've lost the war, in the next day or two, you're all going to be free. He pulled out the grandfather of Yosef Agus and he said, you, he was a rov, you have been there, I know that you've never eaten shreif, and now is your last opportunity. Here's a piece of chazal, and either you eat it or I'm going to shoot you. And he was mekabelim for himself not to, he got killed. And the son was so traumatized by it, by all the different stories, describes terrible stories, he left everything to do with Yiddishkeit. His son left everything. His grandson, Yosef Agus, one time, his wife said to him, I can't bother making supper. Do you mind picking up supper on the way home? So he went past the shop and they were selling chazal in a pita. So he thought, you'll pick it up. He's standing in the queue. And while he's standing in the queue, he's thinking to himself, my grandfather preferred to die rather than to eat this. What am I doing? And he came home and told his wife that it's bothering him. Let's try and find out, what did he die for? And what happened was, he went to hear a certain love speaker, I don't know the name. And he loved the drasha so much, he said to him, why not speaking more often? Why not spreading the message more? He said, I don't have the money to do it. He said, I'll find you the funds. He set up a rachim, which on every year, I think 30,000, 40,000 people come to listen to shiur. It's mamish ka'ole kedah, kibir shlema, a person dirty like ka'ole kedah, ready to eat chazat treif. Or be kibir shlema, Khalil saw thousands and thousands of stories where the mamish interchanged kibir shlema, they changed like the curtains of Shlomo HaMelech, they're ready to become beautiful. And then Christ will continue, you've got no right to look down upon it and black shachayos. It's a particularly black shachayos, it's a double word, shachayos. Don't look down upon my blackness. She's the fastly ashomish. The Medrash says, it's a much mentioned very quote, there's two kinds of black people. Again, I'm not talking against black. Blackness over here, we're talking about blackness in the term of Shvuch doesn't judge a person by the color of the skin. Shvuch judges a person by the behavior that person does. But we're using black as a marshal. There are two ways of blackness. There's a blackness, a person born black, and there's a blackness where a person becomes darkened by other circumstances. What's the difference? The difference is that If a person becomes dark, born dark, he remains dark. If a person is darkened by other exterior matters, after a few weeks it goes away, a person goes back from the summer holidays, all suntanned. 2 weeks later, there's no memory of it. Chalisol say, don't look down upon the blackness. It's not the essence of a yid. It's not the essence of a yid. But rather, what is it? It's just a superficial covering that a yid has that sometimes they look like they are black. The Tosfos Chagiga, and Santa Tosfos Chagiga, that it brings that Pusha Yisrael, that even the worst Rishonim Chalisol, the Gehenna, it doesn't burn more than a clip of. But even then, it's more the end of Chagiga. So Maral asks why, and he quotes this pasuk because the essence of Klal Yisrael, every year deep down wants to do the right thing, and the purpose of Gehenim is only to purify. Since the essence is only to purify, since the whole chet is only a skin deep, so therefore it doesn't need. It's only on the outside. That's why the Gehenna itself only needs to purify that level. Everybody knows the famous Rambam and Chizkitin, that if a person, Al Pidin, should divorce his wife, who refuses to, we beat him, we hit him. Says the Rambam, we're not allowed to hit somebody to do a get, because the halacha by a get has to be wanting to do it. So we beat him until he says, I want. Asks the Rambam, is that a joke? You beat him until he wants. And the Rambam says, no, the rotzen of every yid is to do the right thing. So the blackness, it's just superficial. It's not the essence of who we are. It's just the sun. It's just a level of the suntan. It's not who we are. And it goes away by itself. That means it's more than Olikid Kirshim. Olikid Kirshim means that you have to clean it and make it. Got something dirty, you clean it, it becomes clean. A suntan fades on its own. It goes away by itself. Klal Yisrael, without, if they have no hashpora, automatically they will become good. The moment they have no hashpora coming on them, and the moment they come out of the sun which is the hashpora, earlier pasuk about Golus being under the intensity of the sun, it says, automatically they become purified, automatically they become cleaner. And finally we say, B'nei'imi nicha wubi, Rashi, B'nei'imi is the Ibavav, the Goyim, of the Nadeus. They seduce me, so many notes, so many notes are from him, coming to live in the Torah. The fourth answer, Kaisel, on the highest level is that the Emes Kaisel have done nothing wrong at all. All that they've done wrong is with the force of the Goyim, the Shibud of the Goyim, the Tzoros of the Goyim, the influence of the Goyim. But one once said to me, I always got such spiders from it, that during the Middle Ages, Yidim were not allowed to have a doctor, they weren't allowed to be anything. With two jobs you were allowed to be, lend money and to open a pub. The goyim couldn't have shlita on themselves. If they opened a pub, there would be nothing left for anybody else to drink. And if they would lend money, they would spend it all. So they let the yid have two jobs, all the two jobs, to lend in interest and to open a pub. That's because they could only trust the yid to do that. And then what would they do? They'd go around and say, these unproductive yidim, what do they ever do? All they ever do is lend with interest. All they ever do is open a pub. They can't do a proper job. Now, in the large scale of things, of the tzoros that we've had from the goyim, it's not such a terrible. I mean, it's not nice, but we've done much worse stuff. Only, it's a description of what goes on. The mashpianas to do our veils, the forces to do our veils, and then they say, look at what we've become. Look at what we've become. So we say, so Muni Naturis Akwami, they may be forced to look after their vineyards. They've been shabbat us to do our veils. So Kami Shali, my vineyard, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have the ability to. You took me away from serving Hashem, so I didn't have the time. Again, I've got to read the villas. It's like, well, he says something which I once said, one or two people got upset, but I got a chizuk from it. You know, there's a certain pride that we have that the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know the statistics, but you can look at nowadays basically to find it out. Statistically speaking, even though Yidden are less than 1% of the world, the amount that won, I don't know, it's like 30-40%, it's phenomenally high. So most of us walk around with a feeling of a certain amount of pride. You know, it shows that we are Amanicha. And yeah, that's part of it. He says he cries. We don't know. He cries. Why? He says, this is what the post can be, didn't put it. So when in the Tzadikim, they schlepped us out. Imagine if all those koiches would have been used in our boys, the Bible, in teaching Hilchos Shabbos, in Tisch gesagt, es ist aber geschworen beten. So when it is a coming, we've been schlepped away from Sema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may not come to the Torah, we haven't been able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that we wanted. Then this is a lot more to be said, I've written a lot more in the Sefer, which is Mitzvah will come out when I can find the right sponsor. But there's a murder, a murder, a psukim over here. It's a murder, a psukim over here. The guidance that we have to understand, I just want to say one or two short stories to illustrate this. This story I saw in Hanukh Teller's book. There was once Baal Tshuva, unfortunately, had a tattoo. When he wasn't from, he had put in a tattoo on his body. The most priestly tattoo, the most priestly part of the body. So then he became from. That's very uncomfortable. So he avoided going to mikvah. I've not been going to mikvah. But Erev Yom Kippur. So I was one Erev Yom Kippur. He goes to the thing, and he backs himself with the towel, and he makes sure to only start taking the towel off once he's ready in the water. As he comes out, he slips, and the towel falls, then he gasps. Another Yid comes up to him, and he had a tattoo of the numbers of the Nazis and Hashemun put on. And he said to him, look, they tried to infiltrate us with these numbers and with these tattoos. The ikka is that our neshamas are pure. And he gave him a tremendous nechama. Because it's all the same thing. It's all the goyim's influence that we become the way we have. That even the things that we've done wrong. Another very beautiful story, there was a family in America about 100 years ago that went into Michal Shabbos. Every week they would lose his job, so he struggled financially, something terrible. And that was thrown evicted from the property. Eventually, some person had rachmanis on them and let him sleep in the coal where they stored the coal. In those days, there was no central heating. So what happened was, the children became black because of the coal dust. And one day, a wealthy person is walking past and he sees some kids speaking in Yiddish, looking like they're black. Well, Shraz is speaking Yiddish, was very bothered. So he went, what's going on? He asked the buddy, he found out, they felt terrible. Living amongst the coals, very unhealthy. So he took out money, he said to the mother, here's money, find yourself a flat to live. So she said to him, did you keep Shabbos? He said, no, I don't keep Shabbos. So the whole reason we're living like this is Kedusha Shabbos, we can't take money for somebody who's Mechal Shabbos. Came home, told his wife the whole story. She said, his wife said, look, you're very wealthy. The first time Mechal Shabbos, you had no choice. But now you can afford. Now you can afford to keep your factory or your business closed on Shabbos. Why are you still being Mechal Shabbos? So he closed his business for Shabbos, he came back, gave them the money. They were black, but in the moments they become beautiful, they change themselves, the pure. The Rambam writes, I finish off this, but the different things a person can talk about. And he says, one of the things that a person can talk about, which is a mitzvah, is the shvach of chalisom. I want to read out some of the words of the Seder Shon, it's unbelievable words of the Seder Shon. The Seder Shon says, Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyeh, HaKadosh does not love, and mish oyeh es Yisrael. Only those who love Klal Yisrael are loved by Hashem. V'chom ha'shadon magdil ha'avosa li'yisrael. The more a person increases his love to Klal Yisrael, kam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him more. And he reads Chazal that Gavriel was allowed to come in to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he once said nice things about Klal Yisrael. We can't understand these things, Gavriel. And Gidoy, Lech B'chuch HaChazeh, Nefishimim Eitz Sanigol Yal Yisrael. He said something nice about Klal Yisrael, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech B'chuch HaChazeh V'Yishat Yis Yisrael. We've got now time to talk about the Shvach. The whole world is talking about the Genus of Klal Yisrael. We should be the ones to focus consistently the whole time. We should Chas V'Shalom say Kitug on Klal Yisrael. We have to find only positive things. We should be Zeicha then. To the Yeshua Kribo, this is Nigel, this is not sitting in the door.
Hey! Hey!